Obviously, negotiations will be reopened because you've got to get the votes together to pass this in 2020. So what is the process going to be there going forward?
This bill did not get delayed for a lack of votes. It got delayed because the chair of one committee decided to delay it. If you look at the votes that this bill did receive, it was passed by two committees almost unanimously with bipartisan votes. So it wasn't even close in either committee. It was almost unanimous. So we have strong support in the legislature. With that said, we will, of course, continue to work with colleagues, with the governor, with stakeholders to make this bill as strong and as good as it can be.
What other policies and programs do you think could be put into place to avoid creating communities where current residents can no longer afford to live?
We need stronger tenant protections in California. 40% of Californians are renters, and the vast majority of them have only the most basic protections. They don't have rent protections. They don't have eviction protections other than having to give a certain amount of notice before you evict someone. The vast majority of renters in California can have their rent dramatically increased overnight, doubled, tripled, quadrupled, or more. And it creates incredible uncertainty and a lack of housing stability, and it pushes people into homelessness. So we need stronger renter protections. We need to make sure that as we move, I hope, towards a housing package, that robust renter protections are part of that equation. We also need to make sure that we are creating below market rate affordable housing for low income people. And that is through inclusionary housing programs, which are included in SB 50, as well as funding for that kind of below market rate housing.
Other than responding to your constituents, can you tell me why you're so passionate about housing and this issue?
Having lived in San Francisco for 22 years and seen our housing situation proceed from problematic to bad to terrible to falling off the cliff, and having witnessed the human carnage of this kind of housing shortage, with people getting evicted, people being pushed into living in their cars or in homeless shelters, long-time residents having to leave the city or even the state entirely, families that have a second kid and can no longer make do, and so they leave. It's really damaging to a community to have this kind of housing shortage. And I'm now, San Francisco was years ahead of other cities in a bad way in terms of going off the housing cliff, but other cities are following in our path. And we're seeing it happening in other parts of the Bay Area and in Southern California. And I want to put an end to this shortage. I want people in San Francisco or LA or anywhere else to be able to live where they want to live, to stay in their community, to have a healthy and productive life, and have stable and affordable housing. It's really that simple, and that's why I'm passionate about it.